Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Rod Stewart had so many really great songs and so many good ballads. The Killing of George was really a great song. I think that was about a gay friend of his. Handbags to Glad Rags was a great Rod Stewart song. And Rod Stewart recently announced that for the last 3 years, he has been battling prostate cancer. But he's been in remission since July. Rod Stewart, 74 years old, urging men to get checked. And I know, guys, look, I know, I've gotten checked. It's not fun, but Rod Stewart says, quote, guys, you really got to go to the doctor. Finger up the no harm done. What he said was, he said bum, up the bum, you know. So anyway, look, he's right. And plus you get the PSA blood test. But, you know, that's a very common form of cancer in men. And I swear there's a radio talk show host talking to a doctor once. I mean, I actually heard this. Radio talk show host talking to a doctor once. And they were talking about prostate cancer. And he says, well, why don't women get this? Seriously. On the air. I mean, I've said some stupid things. But it's nice to know that somebody else is saying stupid things, too. Nice to know that Rod Stewart is doing better. So we've been talking about a lot this afternoon. I'll get to all of that, but I want to touch on something before we get into what we've talked about and what we're going to talk about this hour. There's a student from Lusher Charter School here in New Orleans who has just gone to LSU, just been at LSU for a couple of weeks, started this semester, and he's expected to die tonight. Gil Holman, 18 years old, fractured his skull in a skateboarding accident. He was going down a hill, apparently, and fractured his skull. And condolences to the family. Michael Holman, his dad said that his, and this has got to be so difficult, his son is an organ donor. And so what they've done yesterday and today is they have found, recipients. They've been looking for recipients for his organs before they take him off life support. And Michael Holman, his father, Xavier University professor, said, he's just 18. It's perversely senseless. We will be saying goodbye to him this evening. At least some good will come of this. But, I mean, how do you... I don't think he was wearing a helmet. And a lot of people who skateboard don't wear helmets. I see a lot of people downtown skateboarding. And, you know, they jump up on things and they ollie and they do all that stuff. And, I mean, their head could hit the corner of, say, something that they're jumping up on. Or could hit the corner of a step. How do you convince young people to wear helmets? And I guess you can't. But I guess one of the lessons to learn from this is that it can happen. And, a photographer who I've worked with, who's taken some pictures of me. In fact, the picture, when you go to the Scoot page, that picture of me was taken by somebody who, her son, was close friends with Gil. And she went to visit him yesterday in the hospital in Baton Rouge. And the friends are now all talking, her son and their friends are talking about what this means and how maybe they need to rethink about how they treat each other and how they go through life. And I can tell you when I was, I can tell you that from my personal experience in life, very recently, I can tell you that you think something is not going to happen and it happens. And so it's so hard for a parent to say, wear a helmet, wear a helmet, wear a helmet. Because, you know, they don't want to mess up their hair. Wear a helmet, wear a helmet. But sometimes kids don't want to wear helmets. But I guess if there's anything to be gained from this, it's the idea that, you know, it can happen. It really can happen. It's not common, but it can happen. And even as an adult, I will tell you that, you know, if you walk across the street, if you just casually assume that nothing's going to happen, I'm here to tell you, it can happen. And so, you know, don't assume that you're always going to live if you're not really careful. And there's nothing uncool about being careful. All right, if you're just tuning in, former Vice President Joe Biden's political positions on things like abortion and LGBTQ are in conflict with his Catholic faith. Does that matter? And are you in conflict with some of your beliefs? Also, we've been talking about NASCAR refusing a couple of ads from gun manufacturers for their publication. And that was a surprise to me, coming from what is traditionally considered to be a sport dominated by conservatives and Republicans in terms of the fans. But recently, you know, NASCAR made a move when it came to the Confederate flag, and that upset a lot of people. But I'm thinking, if you like NASCAR, you like NASCAR, and it doesn't matter. But also, it's interesting that NASCAR and Walmart are both appearing to take a different position when it comes to guns. And is this a trend in America? I want to add this to the conversation. Is true love dead? Marriage rates in America continue to fall, and a new study shows that women are refusing to say I do to men that don't make enough money. I mean, that's really sad. In 1960, over 70% of the adults in the United States were married, according to Pew Research. More adults are reported living together now. Only 50% are married. So since 1960 to today, the percentage of marriages has gone down 20%. And also, marriage rates are really down because there's a shortage of economically attractive men. Now, look, we know the whole concept of the sugar daddy. You and I see it all the time. We see men with money who are with somebody that you kind of have a feeling they wouldn't be with them if they didn't have money. But, I mean, is true love dead? Because of things in my personal life right now, it's hard for me to talk about this, but it's a good topic, so I wanted to do it anyway. I mean, are you married? Are you still married? And look, true love is something that supersedes all of the realities in life, and there are a lot of realities in life. And you have your ups and downs, and you have your fights, and you have your disagreements. But does love win in the end? And really, if you're a guy, or if you're a woman, I mean, is it true that we just really can't, that guys without money are being rejected by women because they don't have money? I mean, I guess it's one thing to have to take care of somebody all the time. I mean, I've known women who have found themselves in positions where they've had to take care of a man because he didn't make enough money. But I mean, is this a big trend? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. And by the way, let's have a little fun with this. You know, last hour we could have a little fun with this. Our number is 260-1870, text number 870-870. And now we're learning from the death of Rick Ocasek of the Cars that he was recovering from surgery and there were some complications, and he apparently died at his home in his apartment in New York Sunday at the age of 75. But his new wave sound and just that iconic look of the Cars from the 80s will live on. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, this is an early Rod Stewart song. Stay With Me. I mean, look, is true love dead? Is it possible to fall in love with somebody at first sight? And what about true love compared to a marriage because somebody has money? A new study from Cornell University says that women are not saying I do to men who are not economically attractive. They don't make enough money. Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist at the LSU Health New Orleans, says that women today have become economically wise. This is according to our article on our website at WWL.com. She says that they're making sure that they're in a viable, a very stable relationship before they choose to get married. And one of the things about stability is financial stability. So does this mean that, that true love is dead? If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870 from Mid-City. Mick, thanks for hanging on. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, I when you're talking about women that are only attracted to men because of your money, I was wondering which one of Trump's wives you were talking about.
Well, you know, I mean, he looked like a fun-loving guy. He certainly he looks and act, well, I mean, we all look and act a little different today. But you know, you do get the impression that there are women. I mean, you and I see it in public all the time. There are certainly are clear indications that somebody may be with somebody because of their money.
Yeah, well, and that was just a little side joke that I thought of. But so earlier, I think one of the premises is you're questioning Joe Biden's relation with his faith vis-a-vis his political position.
Well, I'm not questioning it.
Well, that's your premise. That's the that's one
right.
Of the
people, it has been discussed. I mean, I'm not questioning it at all. But I can totally relate to it.
Yeah. Well, so here I have a question for you. Okay. Has Joe Biden cheated on a few of his wives?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Did Joe Biden avoid the Vietnam draft by
not that I know of
claiming to have a foot injury when he was playing? So my question is, how did you come up with this idea that your question that the segment should be about Joe Biden's relationship with his faith? Like, you have Donald Trump in office. The man has no moral compass whatsoever, right? I mean,
well, Mick, look, Mick, we talk about things because we don't include every aspect of every branch of everything that we talk about doesn't mean that, you know, we don't care about another issue. This was a story that I saw in the news, and some people were talking about Joe Biden. They've asked him about this, and he's changed his position on supporting the restriction on federal funding for abortion. That's abortion. Any support of abortion or being pro-choice is in conflict with his Catholic upbringing. So I'm not picking on Joe Biden.
Trump,
it's a topic.
I know, but Donald Trump used to be pro-choice. Correct?
Okay, but but we're not talking about that right now.
I mean, that's just a funny thing that you would pick one Democrat who happens to be, you know,
all right, Mick,
the station
all right.
Wants to promote Trump. You know, but it's ridiculous.
Wait. You think I want to promote Trump?
The station, you know, that's kind of one of their themes is always to kind of go after Democrats and all that. And this is just one of the ways that you do it. You go after.
Oh, I can't look.
One Democrat that's running for
office. Mick,
you're not saying anything about Trump's lack of morals.
Oh, please, man, dude, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm serious. You're reading way, way too much into this. You're way, way too sensitive.
Well, why don't you just do a juxtaposition? Why don't you say, here's what, Joe Biden has done with his life. Morality-wise, and then look at the Republican side, because who do you think is more a moral person?
Mick, that's not the topic.
Well,
I mean, that's a topic,
know,
but that's not this.
Not,
so, look.
Because it makes Trump look bad, you don't want it to be the topic.
Good Lord. You know? Yeah, okay. Mick, I'm not going to change your mind, but that is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. To think that I go out of my way to promote Trump. I mean, really, dude, listen to the show. Don't hear it. Listen to what is actually said. And this the topic is about Joe Biden. It's not picking on Joe Biden. It's something that actually goes back to President Kennedy and Ted Kennedy and the whole idea of Catholics that are pro-choice who are active Catholics is an issue. It's a topic. Good Lord. Anyway, hey, you want a good laugh? Check out Sean Spicer. The guy who was the White House press secretary, he was on Dancing with the Stars. He danced to a Spice Girls song wearing this very bright, poofy shirt. I mean, this is even poofier than the shirt that Seinfeld wore. Check that out. People think I look gay. All right, here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the institution of marriage is as important as it was in the past? 50% yes. 50% say no. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. From downtown Elwin, welcome to our show.
Hey, man, I'm at Willie Road, and I had my prostate exam done about last Friday, and I went Saturday. and met Willie Rowe, and I had my PSA done.
Good. And you're doing good?
I'm waiting for my results.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my results to come back. I think I'm doing fine. I'm trying to get other people to go and get their prostate exam done because it's very important to men to get it done.
Well, it is. And, you know, this is a cancer. It's a cancer that can kill you. But if it's caught early, it's curable. I mean, you can certainly live through it. And we're talking about this because Rod Stewart just revealed that he's been battling prostate cancer for the last 3 years. But he's been in remission since July, 74 years old. He's urging men to get checked up. So you did the right thing, Elwin. And it wasn't that bad, was it? It wasn't that bad.
No, it's not that bad. I mean, it's, let's say it this way. It's better than having prostate cancer.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's not fun. I mean, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning. Nobody wakes up in the morning and goes, boy, I can't wait for that prostate exam today.
No, but the thing is, it's better than having prostate cancer.
No, it is. It
and is. This is what the men needs to look at. You got to get your prostate done if you want to be with the girls. If you don't want to be with the girls, don't get it done, and you have prostate cancer. It's just, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
All right, well, Elwin, I hope your PSA results are really good, and I appreciate the call. If you haven't noticed, we've made a change here at WWL, so there's more talk, more of your calls, more of your text, and fewer interruptions in the afternoon here on WWL. Here's a text that says, you're talking to a Democrat. They've got no sense of morals and don't understand anything. Do you expect anything different? Well, that's a blanket statement. That's like saying that that every Republican conservative is a white supremacist. I mean, that's exactly the same. And that's not true. Do you really think that there are no moral Democrats out there? Do you think that there are not some Democrats with strong morality? I'll tell you this, there are Democrats, and I'm not picking on Republicans here, but just because this has come up and because of this text, there are Democrats that have stronger moral values than some Republicans. And that's not my opinion, that's a fact. And sometimes we hear about that in the news. And so the party that does pretend to be endorsed by God is not always a party that acts like a party that is endorsed by God. All right, we're talking about marriage, and so marriage, the rate of marriage is down. And when I was growing up, the idea of living with somebody, I mean, think of all the terms for it, shacking up, living in sin, that's changed. Some of you may not think it's good that it's changed, but it definitely has changed. Have you changed your opinion of marriage? And are guys who don't have money not getting married because women won't marry them if they don't have money? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And you know, look, even if you love each other, you're going to have some tough times, and sometimes you have to work on it. And I promise this hour is not going to be filled with sappy love songs. We save that for Valentine's Day. But this is a sappy one. Got a better one coming out of the break. So, you know, I think about it. Is the institution of marriage less than it should be? Look, a lot of people get married. I see wedding parties downtown. I see bachelorette parties downtown all the time. So people are getting married. What's your view of marriage? And is true love dead? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. So, is marriage the same today as it was in the past? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. 61% say, yes, it is as important. Do you think the institution of marriage is as important as it was in the past? 61% say, yes, it is, and 39% say, no, it is not. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Hey, before I get back to your calls, I'm getting some text about Willie Rofe and the prostate exams. Willie Rofe, the former Saint, Hall of Famer. Willie Rofe was apparently involved in some kind of a prostate, a promotion to get prostate glands examined. But I'm getting texts like this one. I love this audience. Did Willie Rofe do the exam? Dude's hands are huge. Yeah. Oh, ouch. Okay. Yeah. You know, my last prostate exam. Well, and then I got a text here. It says, I heard there's a blood test. Yes, there is. There's a blood test. But you're also supposed to have a digital exam with, you know, those are the digits, you know. It's not like, you know, internet stuff. But anyway, the last one I had, fortunately, was with a female doctor. And, you know, she had, like, you know, smaller hands and stuff. From New Orleans, James, you're on WWL. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hey, James, you're on WWL.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Scoot. How y'all doing? What a lot of people are, I guess, when you look at marriage and stuff like that, the people have to understand. I think there's one harsh reality that we are faced with.
What's that?
It's that when you look at just like back in the 60s when marriage was really high, you could get by with just one income and have a lot of children and the family survive with one income. But now I think people have to really consider that the cost of courtship, I should say, is gotten so high to the point where it really is competing with what it costs to live.
Well, the cost of courtship has really increased, and you know, I guess I'm kind of wondering if in these days of equality on the dating scene, do women sometimes offer to pay for a date?
I haven't been on a date in a while myself, but I mean, I guess that could be an considered alternative. But I mean, just for the basic things that for what a man used to do for a woman to show interest in her, those things are really up to the point of what it costs to drive a car or what it costs to live somewhere.
No, it's tough to impress some women. It is. I know. I've tried. All right, James, I'm glad you called the show. And from Gulfport, Michelle, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. I just wanted to make a comment. I know this study particularly singled out women that are marrying for money. And trust me, it's not just all the women that are out there looking for someone with a wallet, you know. A lot of reasons why I kind of stopped dating is because a lot of men assume I have some kind of money about me. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of embarrassing, you know, because I literally don't necessarily want to have to shell out.
Right.
But if I ask a guy out, I expect that it's my treat, you know. But, you know, I can see from a man's point of view that, you know, traditionally a man would take care of the woman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's not just women out there marrying for money. It's men as well.
Men are out there looking for women with money.
Excuse me?
Men are looking for women with money.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they definitely are out there because it's far easier to ride shotgun with a woman and kind of, you know, riding on her coattails.
Yeah. You know, I guess
to have him on sometimes.
Michelle, I guess that's the manifestation of, you know, the equality, gender equality, is that now there are men looking for women to take care of them. And that was something that would have been unheard of in the distant past.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it never happened with my parents or my grandparents. That was never an issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do live in a different type of world you know, the roles have been reversed.
Yep. Michelle, I'm glad you called our show. Thanks for listening along the Gulf Coast. And from Covington, Paul, you're now on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
I wanted to comment. I hope marriage hasn't come down to your bank account. If I'm correct, one of the wedding vows is for rich or poor. And the other thing that comes to mind, I don't know if you're familiar with the story. It's a short story by O. Henry. It's called The Gift of the Magi.
Yes, I am familiar with that, yeah. Great story.
Great story. I'm showing my age, but Bill Johnson used to read it on Christmas Eve every year.
You know, they still play that on WWL TV to this day.
I'm driving right now. Would you mind telling that story real, real quick, just a synopsis of it, and I'm going to hang up and listen?
All right, Paul. Okay, so there's this. This is my. I mean, there's different versions of it, but essentially, this is the story. A guy. It involved a woman's hair, didn't it? I mean, there's a couple of versions of it. You know what? I'm going to get clear on this, and I'll do this before the end of the show. I just want to get clear on it. Got to think about this for a moment. But yeah, the gift of the man. Basically, it's about true love, and it's about a man who did something for his wife, but his wife sold something that she had in order to buy something for her husband. So the wife from the husband was meaningless because she had sold what he gave her the gift for, or something to that effect. Adrian, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was just calling about the comments about Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can evolve. You know, I'm a Baptist person, and I don't believe in abortion, but who am I to say to a person what to do with their body? So I think it's more or less that when it comes down to be judged, then let that person be judged, because no other sin is greater than any sin. No sin is greater than the other.
Yeah.
Sins are all the same. So far as I'm concerned, I can see why Joe Biden or anybody, even Donald Trump for that sake, you know, I mean, because he's never going to say that he was he didn't mind. He was pro-choice. He's not going to ever admit to that. You could ask him that day. He's going to say, I was always against abortion.
It's true. Look, Donald Trump has changed a lot. Now, some people say he's changed because he sincerely believes what he believes now. Others say he conveniently changed to fit the mold of being the Republican candidate, since that was the biggest option for him. So I don't know.
And that's true, too. I mean, you can find that in a lot of politics.
Of course.
What reminds me about Donald Trump changing is this. You ask, and at least he wants us to believe in a man that says that he's never had to ask Christ for forgiveness. For which rich man has never had to ask for forgiveness? So let's not praise him. Let's start praying for him.
Well, that was something that really shocked me. Adrian, I'm glad you brought that up. Man, I don't care who you are, to say that you don't ever have, you've never felt the need to ask for forgiveness. That's a rough statement. Okay, so look, I'm getting, thank you guys for bringing me up to date. I mean, I kind of had like the overall view of it. But here's the basic story of the gift of the Magi. He sold his pocket watch to buy her a hair comb. She cut her hair and sold it to buy him a chain for the pocket watch. See, I thought it had something to do with hair, but I appreciate that very succinct summary. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the institution of marriage is as important as it was in the past? 61% say yes. 39% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So anyway, I'm glad we've got that all taken care of. But you know, when it comes to like living together, when it comes to marriage, there's no question that there's a whole different attitude today than there was in the past. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL. The Tuesday text-off song today was The First Cut is the Deepest, and Rod Stewart beat the person who did the cover, Sheryl Crow. But here's the guy who did the original and who wrote the song, Cat Stevens. And this is from 1967, Cat Stevens' album, New Masters. Here is a text. We've been talking about marriage, and the percentage of people married is less than 1960. And according to a study at Cornell University, women are not saying I do to men that don't have money. Listen to this text. I'm 24 years old. I spent 6 years with the same girl. We've had multiple breakups, two that made a big impact on each of us, where we both had to figure out our lives. We are back together now. Neither one of us has much money, but we're both working to try to support each other through college so that we can create a happy life. I hope that means something coming from a young person. It means a lot. And it gives me hope for the future. And, you know, I look at my life, and I realize that sometimes we show our kids what to do and what not to do by the mistakes that we make. And so I love hearing that from a young person. And there are older people who, second, even third marriages, who are still getting married. So marriage is not dead. Things have just changed. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Ann Christian, and Cam Jordan will join the guys at 5:35. And I think he's got his breath back after that run. Join me on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. We'll post a video there. Also, I'm very active on the WWL Radio Facebook page. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, our studio producer, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the text. And thanks for just listening. We're back tomorrow. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.